all types of information, all for free. You got to repent. You got to come out. You got to leave that behind too.
Yeah, you got to leave it behind, yeah.
Pray and ask God. He said, you have not because you ask not. Pray for strength to lose all of your vices and your sins and your transgressions to seek the kingdom. And God says...
Well, I'm already planning on quitting in about 2 years.
Good. God says if we're humble and we're meek and we're lowly, he will come and he will lift us up. That's a glorious thing. We can be lifted up by the gospel and we can seek him. And we can be transformed in our heart and our minds.
We all got bad habits, so we got to quit, though.
Huh?
We all got bad habits.
Yeah, we got to quit them, though. We got to forsake them and put them behind us. You're right. We all have that fallen nature, but we got to put that behind us. Otherwise, we haven't overcome. And in Revelation, he says, those who overcome can become a pillar in his temple. You have to overcome it. You can't just go along with it.
Right. It's about attitude, too. It's about how you're living your life, too.
Well, it's about your heart, but here's the thing. If your heart's really for Christ... Guess where it's going to show up? In your actions.
No,
your heart is really for Christ, it's going to show up in leaving all sin, leaving all addictions. Paul says, be mastered by nothing, whether it's cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, porn, lust, food.
Right, you don't want all
you
that
don't want to be mastered by anything, okay? My email's on there if I can ever help encourage you.
Right, in other words, you're your own master.
You want to be a master of, you want Christ to be your master. You want to master everything in your life. So my email's on there. Let me know how I can help you, okay?
Yeah, one thing I'm real good at is pool. If you want a good pool shot.
Yeah, give that all up. Spend your time in the Word of God.
Right, you're right. I play for money.
None of that leads to the kingdom of God. Seek ye first.
I play for money, but I always give people money.
Yeah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
But I always give people money. When I play, I always go
to church. But I tell you what, I used to spend my time in pool halls before I was a believer. Spend your time in the Word of God seeking the kingdom and you'll get a lot further. Leave the pool halls behind.
Right.
Love you, neighbor. Let me know I can help you. Gospel good news. Jesus Christ is coming. Have you separated yourself from the culture? Are you living for the flesh or you're living for eternity? Eternity is coming. Judgment is coming. Tribulation is coming. The Bible is clear. It says there'll come a day of great darkness. There'll be no pre-tribulation rapture. There's going to come darkness and deception. The Antichrist will rise. He's going to cause all to take a number, to control the mark, the selling with a mark. They're already working on cryptocurrency. They're already working on the numbering system. They're already working on how to control you. The Antichrist system is rising with the help of men like Elon Musk. One day they'll close the door. You won't have any hope to escape. But we don't live for this world. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. The kingdom of God is in spirit and truth. This world is in the flesh and sin. The culture is in sin. But you can turn. You can come out of the culture. You can seek the truth of God. You can be transformed. You can find the perfect will of God. Earlier we talked about Romans 12, that you may know the perfect will of God if you don't conform to the world. But if you're like the world and you're living after the pattern of the world, and you're following your flesh to entertainment and judgment and damnation. But God is loving and merciful. He says, seek me and you'll find me. He'll cast no one out that comes with a right heart, willing to lose their life. If you haven't lost your life, neighbor, you're headed for the wrath of God. Judgment is coming. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. Be cleansed from all your sin. Be given a new heart and a new mind. In Jeremiah 31, he says, I'll write my word upon their hearts. And he will be their God, and they will be his people. Who are they? The ones that are obeying the commandments of God. The ones that are living for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one that's following him in spirit and truth. Not the people keeping false religion. in American churches, not the people keeping flesh and pride and vanity and entertainment. Jesus said, you will know a tree by its fruit. What's the fruit of your life, Americans? Are you producing godly, holy, biblical, obedient fruit? Or are you living a life that's outside of the scriptures? The pastors and priests aren't telling you the truth. You can't have this life and live for Christ. You have to turn away from this life and this culture. The scriptures say in the book of Galatians to crucify your flesh. That means you don't follow it. You don't feed it. You don't entertain your flesh. You don't cater to your flesh. Jesus killed his flesh and became a sacrifice. The Bible calls us to become a living sacrifice unto God in Christ. Are you willing to be a living sacrifice? Are you willing to surrender your life, neighbor? Or are you just living to please yourself? Idolatry is anything that is between you and God and lifted up. America is an idolatrous nation. Patriotic.
I'm Jewish. Go Jesus.
Jesus was a Jew, but you got to be born of him, sir. You can't just be a believer and Jewish and claim the kingdom of God. No flesh and bones can inherit the kingdom of God. Just because a man's a Jew doesn't mean he's going to make it to the kingdom. You must be born of the Spirit. Not just the blood, not just the genealogy. Have you been born of God by the Spirit of God? Test yourself, neighbor. Asking you to open the Holy Scriptures. See the grave danger you're in. Judgment and wrath is coming. Pursue righteousness. Or you have no hope of eternal life. Judgment is coming, neighbor. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Lose your life. That's the gate to eternal life. Jesus shed blood, his death, burial, his resurrection for the forgiveness of sins. New life, transformation. Apostle Paul was a murderer. He thought he was doing the will of God, persecuting Christians. But the Spirit of God got a hold of him. Christ called him to his service. Have you been called to the service of Jesus Christ? Or are you still servicing your flesh? Are you servicing your own self? Are you servicing this life? Are you living in carnality? Romans 8:8 says, you cannot please God in the flesh. Ponder that, neighbor.